What do you call a boat like that you have to paddle?
Gunboat, I think, most of them.
Does that thing have a flat bottom, or is it?
A flat bottom, tapered to the end, but still it's pretty wide on the end. And got two seats in it, one on the back, one in the middle. And on the end of it there, it's got a little piece across there that always like to stand up on that fish. See good out there. Mm-hmm. That ducking time or two when it hits something.
Is that the same thing as what some people call a rowboat?
Yeah.
Do the same thing.
They usually a rowboat, regular rowboat, they've got things on each side there and two oars in it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Use both of them.
Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes if your wife has to go to town to buy some material for a dress, she might take a little piece along with her to make sure she got the right color.
Sample.
Calls that a sample. Or talking about your wife and what she wears and all, if she's working in the kitchen, she probably has something tied around the waist.
She usually always wore apron, but very seldom she puts on one now.
How come?
Well, they just don't, usually you don't get as messy as they used to.
What would you call this thing that I'm writing with here?
That's a pen. What? It's like this here.
You got a whole lot of different colors on that.
Yeah,
one,
that's
you?
Three different colors in that.
Uh-huh.
It's most of them ballpoint pens, all that thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, what, you know, these things that you used to use to hold a baby's diaper together.
Tape pen.
I understand you don't use too many of those anymore.
No, they use tape on them now. They come with that tape already on there.
Just stick together.
And they're disposal too. They don't ever have to wash them like you used to. Yeah. My wife raised her, she had to wash them. I've seen the string 20 out there on the line.
What would you say that a man's three-piece suit consists of?
Well, he'd have coat, pants, and vest.
You ever heard men call their pants anything else?
Trousers.
Same thing?
About the same thing.
What about, you know, these things that, oh, you see, some men wear them, they got straps and a bib right up front.
That there would be let's see, I never did wear one, but I know at the time that's just a shirt and a piece that goes with a suit, you might say. It's just a fake shirt part, what it is. I don't know what to call that.
I was thinking about, you know, something that farmers work in, with these straps that go over the shoulders.
Overalls?
Yeah. Were those things usually bought at the store or made at home or what?
They were bought at the store mostly.
Well, say if you needed some more clothes to wear to church on Sunday, say that your old ones were kind of wearing out, you'd say that you needed to go to town to get you a...
Well, we usually use a suit for that, you know, get a suit. Mm-hmm. But we kept our clothes separate that way. That's our Sunday go-to-meeting clothes, they call them.
Right.